just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Good afternoon, Father. Yes, it is Thursday, May the 13th. It's actually Friday for me. No, that's because I'm on vacation tomorrow. And I believe John Stadtmiller will be talking to Gerald Salente tomorrow. So that's something to look forward to. Welcome to The Flip Side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. And I have to just say, I'm pretty impressed with the numbers at eaglesup.com over the last few days. They have spiked dramatically. Not sure why, but for all those who visit, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Well, it seems as though as reluctant as they are, CNBC is slowly starting to change its tune about the noble metal. Well, I guess it's because they cannot ignore it anymore, even though they try on a consistent basis and ridicule anybody who talks about the Dow obviously retracing to 5,000, as Erin Burnett does on a regular basis. Obviously, her mind has been poisoned by her early morning co-host, who has a serious disdain for the noble metal, and even he now is reluctantly admitting that gold is a good asset class. And the guys on Fast Money have now all turned very bullish on the yellow metal, because they cannot dispute the facts, and that gold is an asset class in and of itself. It is real money. And gold's rise is nothing more complicated than people have a lot more faith in the yellow metal than they do in fiat currencies. Anyway, we'll take a short break. Be back with more after this.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. Little Cliff Richard. He's getting old. He's in his 70s now. Well, close to it, I think. And I don't mean to be pouring on CNBC, but just think about this logic here. They've been trashing gold. Well, they've been trashing gold for a long time, but more so when gold was $800, and we were all celebrating because obviously it was breaking into obviously the $800 range where gold had not been before since 1980, and they were constantly saying, "Well, yeah, in inflation-adjusted dollars, it's still a bad investment." And this was when the Dow was 14,000. Well, today the Dow's at 10,000, and gold is south of $1,200. That means they did a huge disservice to the viewers who follow CNBC, because they basically screwed them out of a 50% return, which has dwarfed anything else that they have been recommending. Anyway, Dow Jones Industrials held most of its gains today until the last hour of trading, when everybody just decided to pack it in, throw in their chips. Dow closing down 113 points in the day, 10,782. NASDAQ off 30 at 2,394. S&P 500 off 14, 1,157. S&P failing to penetrate its 50-day moving average. Some traders believe that there was a reason everybody just gave up the ghost. Gold saw a little profit taking today, closing all $4.50 at $1,233.60. Some people out there probably think that's a very expensive price to pay for gold. And you're most probably going to say the same thing when it's $1,300 and $1,400 and $1,500 all the way to $2,000 an ounce and more. Coming up in the second half of the program, no shock or surprise because he gets all the best guests on his show, Eric King recently interviewed Jim Rickards, who shows up on CNBC from time to time, but they only give him 2 or 3 minutes in order to say what he thinks about not only the gold market, but where he sees the world's financial system going. And his intermediate target for gold is $2,000. They laughed at him on CNBC when he said he's looking at $5,000 gold. The problem is Jim Rickards has been more right than he's been wrong. And we'll tell you more about Jim Rickards in a while. I'll also advise you to have a pen and paper handy so you can jot down, if you subscribe to Twitter, Jim Rickards is on Twitter. I signed up as one of his followers today. Anyway, more on that a little bit later. Silver falling 9 cents at $19.45. Platinum off $6 at $1,741. Palladium off $3 at $5.43. Currently in Asian trading. Gold up $1.70 at $1,236.30. Silver up a penny at $19.46. Platinum up $4 at $1,740. Palladium up $1 at $5.45. Crude oil closed at $74.07. And once again, the dollar was stronger during the course of the day. U.S. dollar index at 85.38. There is a serious disconnect going on between the dollar and gold. Gold is moving in its own sphere as we speak. I noticed today, obviously, we've seen the riots take place in Greece. It looks like the same folks are now gathering in Spain. The unions, obviously, people who are going to have to face serious budget cuts, are rather upset about it. Well, tomorrow, the sixth largest economy in the world is pretty much going to announce the same thing, serious cuts to the budget for the state of California. Wonder when we'll start seeing similar events unfolding in California. You can take that one to the bank. But I want to share with you James Melcher at Blestra Capital, who says, today we view gold as potentially the best currency. April was a month of diverging markets in Europe, China, and the United States. European policymakers have been under pressure to resolve the deteriorating sovereign debt problems exemplified by Greece, which spun out of control in recent weeks. The May 9th announcement of a rescue of Greece by the European Union, the IMF, and the European Central Bank has been taken by investors as a resolution of Europe's problems, probably another triumph of hope over experience. China is addressing its inflation by tightening bank reserve requirements and lending standards, thus slowing growth. Its trade balance turned negative in March and was marginally positive in April while facing the problems in its major export markets. China also risks deflating its speculative bubble in real estate, commodities, and equities. The United States, while continuing to show strains from weakened consumer spending and a relatively slow employment recovery, looks a little more resilient. We question the strength and durability of the U.S. recovery and are monitoring it closely. But the most important question is whether the global economy can return to growth levels that will enable fiscally challenged countries to service their debts while restraining spending. It appears that every country plans to solve its problems by increasing exports and decreasing imports, something that is obviously not possible. We view gold as potentially the best currency, an ongoing portfolio theme based on the probability that central banks in the US, Europe, and Japan will continue their efforts to stimulate their economies with excessive monetary easing, or printing money, if you will, while ignoring for the time being the dangerous fiscal ramifications. While deflation is the current problem, these policies increase the risk of a sudden turn to inflation. Without the return of significant global growth, it is possible that we get the worst outcome in the form of stagflation. For example, oil and other commodity producers may start to demand higher prices in debasing currencies even though unemployment remains high and wages are stagnant or falling. Our analysis of commodities markets indicates that this effect has already begun. In any event, the ongoing debasement of paper currency in the major economies will continue to create distortions in the financial markets and asset prices. These factors have already created a topsy-turvy world in which the rich developed countries of the post-war era have become the slow or no growth problem. While the smaller developing countries are the ones creating growth and wealth. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. However, as we said, gold is starting to separate itself from all the other connections it had previously, because people are finally waking up and realizing that we are dealing with a global debasement of fiat currencies. So is it any wonder that you have the likes of J.P. Morgan making a statement? Yes, the same people that are short 2/3 of the world's production of silver is now saying that gold could now face an unlimited demand. The top story on eaglesup.com from our good friends at Zero Hedge is entitled "First Gold, Now Europe is Running Out of Silver." I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but you better load up on gold and silver while they is still available. They're running out of it in Europe, and for good reason. They've had more experience with declining fiat currencies than anybody else. They know what side the bread is buttered. We'll be back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, The Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Before we continue, let's go to the phones. Ken in Virginia. Hey, Ken.
Yes, Robbie, I was surprised last night that Charles did not mention about Samuel Untermyer, and he mentioned about Wilson being a pro-Zionist, how he didn't mention the story, which I believe is authentic. Don Grand Prix covered it, that Wilson was a womanizer, and Untermyer just put it before him plainly. He said, "Well, look, if you don't do what we want, why we'll expose you." So they got him to get Brandeis elevated to the Supreme Court, and I think that's pretty authentic and should be mentioned as to how this business, and of course. Then they worked that in with the Balfour Declaration to get us into the war. But I thought that should be added to the discussion last night. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, my friend. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
right.
Ken. I'm sure Charles knows about it, but failed to mention it. Obviously brings up the question about Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. Well, politics is a blood sport, to put it mildly. Now, coming up after the break, we're going to play an interview, as we have done in the past. And this is what I find rather amazing. Since I discovered Eric King and King World News, exposing, obviously, J.P. Morgan's silver short position, I don't think that silver has actually gone down since the expose from King World has come out. I may be wrong. I haven't looked at the charts and the dates to verify that, but I think that Eric King and King World News have done a spectacular job of educating the people about what is really going on in the gold and silver markets. And I look forward to every single interview that they do, because they have, Eric gets great people. And Jim Rickards is no exception. And what you're going to hear in this interview coming up is Jim discusses the critical joint IMF meeting, which just took place in Switzerland, and where he sees gold heading, and the $1 trillion loan package that was put together by the ECB, and also delves into a one world currency and global bank that is currently in the works. Now, we know this is ultimately where they are headed. It's no longer a secret. It's no longer the purview of the black helicopter crowd, the tinfoil hat people, those weird and crazy New World Order conspiratorialists. And of course, we've been talking about this stuff for decades. Well, a decade at least. We were often labeled as being kooks, especially by so-called mainstream conservative talk show hosts, whenever the subject of a New World Order or one world currency or a global bank was ever mentioned. They attempted to tar and feather Ron Paul with the same language. Because, obviously, of Ron Paul's outspoken statements about these very same subjects. Now, as I said, Jim Rickards is, well, he's no kook by any stretch of the imagination. He's a very smart guy. And well, I don't have time to get into it, but he's a senior managing director at Omnis Inc. and has been a direct participant in many significant financial events over the past 30 years, including long-term capital management. So I suggest you strap yourselves in and sit back and enjoy the coming interview.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary?
The system is rigged.
These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Welcome back to Flipside for this Thursday. Mr. Rickards is licensed to practice law in New York and New Jersey and various federal courts, and has held all major financial industry licenses, including Series 3, which is very tough, let me assure you on that one, because I took it. Series 7, which is very easy to take, but I doubt there's a single member of Congress that could pass it. A Series 24, a Series 30, and a Series 63, you've got to be a Mensa candidate to pass those. He's been a frequent speaker at conferences sponsored by bar associations, industry groups in the fields of derivatives and hedge funds, and is active in the International Bar Association. The guy is no dummy. This man is talking about $5,000 gold. Here's the interview with Eric King from King World News. Play the tape.
This is King World News. I'm Eric King, and you're about to hear a tremendous interview from Jim Rickards of Omnis, where he discusses the critical IMF meeting which just took place, paving the way for a one-world currency as well as the $1 trillion loan package put in place by the EU. He also talks about gold and where he sees the market headed. Remember to go to our homepage at kingworldnews.com for more interviews. With this week, we will have Eric Sprott, Chairman and CEO of Sprott Asset Management, as well as John Hathaway, Senior Managing Director and Portfolio Manager of the Tocqueville Funds. Joining us now is Jim Rickards with over 30 years' experience in global capital markets. He is Senior Managing Director at Omnis Incorporated. In 1998, he was the principal negotiator of the rescue of long-term capital management sponsored by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Jim's bio is simply too long to mention everything here, so again, I would encourage listeners to read further about his background on his interview page. Jim, let's talk about this high-level conference on the international monetary system, which just concluded in Switzerland. I put out a piece titled Explosive Gold Catalyst on the 4th of this month, which highlighted this conference as being bullish for gold. What are your thoughts on this meeting which just took place, Jim? Because actually, I was alerted to this event because you tweeted this out to your followers.
Well, thank you, Eric. Yeah, I think the meeting was very, very important. It was announced fairly recently. It was just a couple of weeks ago that it was announced, and I did tweet that out to let people know about it. Of course, you know, the information is available on the IMF website, but I suppose not everyone spends their spare time looking at the IMF website, so I happened to track that pretty closely and just thought Twitter was a good way to put it out there. But yeah, the meeting was scheduled a few weeks ago. I think it was very significant, and I am very bullish on gold. I wouldn't even think bullish is the right word. It's more the case that as an analyst, I see dynamics driving this to much higher levels. Again, I think $2,000 is my near-term target, and $5,000 an ounce or more is my intermediate-term target. But gold did, you know, kind of explode on Tuesday. The Euro bailout was announced Sunday night. The markets opened pretty strong on Monday in response to that, also partly in response to the flash crash from last week. So, you know, we were up 400 points on the Dow on Monday. But I said, you know, Monday morning, and I think others pointed out as well, that this Euro plan was simply not going to work. And so, for a variety of reasons, one of which was that, you know, that you're just replacing debt with debt. I mean, all you're doing is substituting Greek debt and Spanish debt with European debt. Although Europe itself has no multilateral tax system, it's not clear how they're going to back up these debt obligations and these guarantees other than going to the individual taxpayers of the individual countries. So I'm sure the Slovenians are thrilled to know that they'll now be taxed to pay for Spanish and Greek lifestyle. We'll see how that plays out. But the bottom line on it was, how do you fix a debt crisis with more debt? And clearly the ECB had thrown in the towel in terms of monetizing debt. Now, they did say they were going to buy bonds for the first time, and that is the equivalent of printing money, except they said they were going to sterilize it by kind of selling bonds at the same time, kind of in a repo-type arrangement. But the problem is that that does sterilize the monetary creation, but you're trashing your balance sheet. In other words, you're buying poor-quality bonds from Greece and Spain, you're selling what are theoretically more high-quality bonds, which are, you know, either German bonds or obligations of the ECB itself. And so that does sterilize money creation, but it trashes the balance sheet. So you're weakening the ECB, you're weakening the euro, you're getting closer to printing money, you're just substituting one kind of debt for another. It's hard to see how any of that was going to really solve the problem. And therefore, I think the markets correctly perceive that, and that really explains why gold took off. Basically, Europeans are, in effect, panicking over the future of the euro and buying physical gold. They're smart enough not to buy kind of paper pledges, but they want the physical gold. There's kind of a little bit of a run on the bank as far as that's concerned. So all very interesting. Now, the meeting, I think, was very significant from the point of view of the international monetary system, but clearly a lot of significant developments going on at once.
You've been talking about this for quite some time, and this goes back to August of last year when you were being interviewed. Can you give a little background as to what you were saying at that time, Jim, and where we are today?
Sure. I did an interview on CNBC's Squawk Box last August, that is August of 2009, and I talked about this. So that when I say this, I mean, you know, the Global Money Project, the use of SDRs, the sort of morphing of the IMF into something more like a global central bank and the creation of global money. Frankly, at the time, if you had asked me last summer, I would have said that was sort of a three-year project. I'm a little bit startled at how quickly it's coming to fruition. Very much that was the subject of this meeting in Zurich yesterday, and so what I would have thought might play out over 3 years looks like it's playing out over more like a year and a half. That's really a testament to how quickly the paper money system is imploding, and I think the G20 leaders realize they've got to, you know, act very quickly. It's interesting to see President Obama interrupting his schedule to allow them phone calls to to, you know, Jean-Claude Trichet and Angela Merkel and others, sort of encouraging them to conduct this European bailout. It shows that it does resonate in Washington. But anyway, at that time, I talked about two things. One, that everything that's going on with global money today is really a response to something called Triffin's Dilemma. This is named after Robert Triffin, an economist very prominent in the 1950s and earlier. And in 1960, he articulated this, and he said that, you know, you need a liquidity pump in the world. You need some source of liquidity to drive world trade and world demand and consumption. This is all sort of very Keynesian in nature. And he said that means a strong country that is willing to run persistent large trade deficits. And, of course, that was the United States in practice. And the U.S. trade deficits put dollars overseas, and then those dollars could come back in the form of purchases of, you know, U.S. goods and services. And that was the way you got the whole global economy provided with liquidity and circulating. He said the problem with that is if you run persistent trade deficits long enough, you go broke. He said, so the dilemma is we need somebody that deficits to provide liquidity, but if you do it long enough, you'll go bankrupt. Now, he didn't really answer his own dilemma. He posed the dilemma but didn't have a solution. And, of course, now we're at the point where the U.S. is going broke. So, in a way, he was very prophetic, kind of 40 years before the fact. So what is the solution? So the IMF is working on the solution to Triffin's dilemma, which is basically to kick the problem upstairs. In other words, find a new source of liquidity. It's no longer going to be the dollar. It's going to be the SDR, you know, the special drawing right, which, you know, the funny thing about the IMF is they're sort of transparent in some ways. They do issue a lot of research and press releases and announcements, so they kind of do tell people what's going on. But it's so loaded with jargon and technical analysis. I mean, you almost have to be trained in this to be a kind of a PhD global or international economist to understand what they're saying. So it's transparent and non-transparent at the same time. But the bottom line is, you know, the SDR, all you have to really understand is that it's money, or at least they call it money, and they can create it out of thin air. When the IMF issues SDRs, there is nothing behind them. There's no gold, there's no, you know, commodity pool, there are no other promises of any kind, other than that the members of the IMF agree to back up that obligation. Well, you know, back it up with what, you know, is the question. But the bottom line is they can just issue SDRs, and they do it on a pro rata basis to the membership, which is pretty much the whole world. It's about 186 member nations. They all have quotas. The U.S. has the biggest quota of about 16%, a little bit more than that. And then other countries have proportionally smaller quotas. And they issue SDRs to everybody, and then so now you've got them. It's just a book entry. But in international trade and in settling international balance of payments accounts, you can use it as money. And so if Iceland gets some SDRs, they can then go to the IMF and hand in the SDRs and get dollars or any other currency, but obviously they would prefer dollars, and then they can use the dollars to pay obligations. So you are, as they say, creating a new form of money. And this is meant to be the global source of liquidity. So now we can take the dollar off the hook as the liquidity source and substitute SDRs, with one big difference, which is I don't see any accountability at the IMF level. I mean, the Fed is pretty opaque and not very accountable, but at least there's some oversight. I mean, the Congress can change the laws, or the President can appoint a different member to the Board of Governors. I mean, there is some control, even though the Fed is pretty secretive. But with the IMF, I mean, it really only answers to its executive board, which is 24 members, which are pretty much the same as the G20 membership and the G24 that run the IMF are pretty much the same group of people. And so they're, you know, they're central bank heads and finance ministers. You know, it's the global international power elite, and they don't answer to anyone. There's, you go up to the G20 level, there's no articles of association, no bylaws, no constitution, no written rules, no elections, no accountability, just a bunch of leaders who get in the room and make things up. And so it's a way to issue money without accountability, without having to answer to the voters. The money just kind of comes out of nowhere. No government can be blamed because it's a supranational organization that's doing the issuing. So it is the answer to Triffin's dilemma at the national level by creating a multilateral currency. Now, where does that lead? I mean, that's another whole issue, but in the short run anyway, that's what they're doing.
This was also in the release, quote, finally, in principle, a new global currency issued by a global central bank with robust governance, end quote. Let me just stop it right there. This really gets down to the global governance plan and really what has been the plan for quite some time, correct?
Yeah, it's really striking. The passage you just read is from this IMF press release, which, you know, is available at the IMF website, and I tweeted out a link to it in my Twitter account, so it's not hard to find. But, you know, it's funny, or maybe not so funny, that for years so-called, people use words like fringe and, you know, whack jobs and conspiracy theorists have talked about, you know, the new world order and world money and global governance in these sort of conspiratorial tones, and they've been kind of mocked and laughed at and marginalized, and yet who is more establishment than the IMF, right? The IMF was a very serious institution created in the wake of World War II at the Bretton Woods Conference. It's been around for, you know, about 70 years at this point. And it is the establishment, right? It is the global financial establishment. Here they are in their own words, using phrases like global currency, global central bank, robust governance, institutional features, et cetera, and then talking about the special drawing rights. So I agree completely. Now that the cat is truly out of the bag, and the establishment is using words that when others used them, they were accused of being on the fringe, but here's the establishment kind of showing its true colors and announcing the advent of a global central bank. But that is what I said last August. I said, think about what a central bank is. What are some of its features? Well, it has a two-sided balance sheet. It has assets and liabilities. So it's not just a fund, but actually issues debt and then takes the proceeds of the debt issuance to create loans. So you have loans on the asset side, you know, debt on the liability side. So you have a leveraged balance sheet, and you have the ability to issue money. Well, what has the IMF been doing for the past 2 years? Well, one thing they've been doing is issuing a very large quantity of notes. Now, this is unprecedented. These notes had never been issued prior to, I think it was early 2009, might have been 2008, but be that as it may, it's certainly in the last 2 years. They've been around for 70 years, and they've never issued debt, ever. They have quotas, and they have quotas are kind of like the equity. That's the money you put in to become a member of the IMF. So it's like buying stock in a company. So they have had resources in the form of these quotas, but they've never issued debt, and now all of a sudden they have. The debt is denominated in SDRs, which is interesting, and it's been bought up by countries all over the world. So China, Japan, the Netherlands, Germany, you know, Italy, Spain, many other countries have bought this debt. And think about how it works. You know, you buy the debt, so you get an asset in the form of an IMF note issued in SDRs. So now you've diversified your reserves. You just you buy it with dollars, and you get a note denominated in SDRs. So you've instantaneously converted your reserve position into this new world currency, the SDR, without having to sell securities. And then the IMF now has the dollars, which they can kind of pass around in the form of loans, further loans to members in need. So first of all, you're leveraging your balance sheet. And then the other thing they did in 2009, they issued some actual SDRs for the first time in 30 years. They did a fairly small issuance in 1980. And it's kind of interesting that it was in 1980. It was the last time member interest rates were 21%, gold was on its way to 800, and the entire global economy looked pretty shaky, and that was the last time they did it. Then they didn't do it at all for 30 years, and now they issued an amount which was actually many times larger than the issuance in 1980. So they're running a two-sided balance sheet, and they're issuing currency. If that's not a central bank, I don't know what is. And so I said that the IMF is now, in effect, the world central bank, and the issuance of global currency is the solution to Triffin's dilemma. So the only thing surprising about what happened in Zurich on Tuesday was that it happened so quickly, because, as I said, I would have expected it to take a little bit longer, but here it is.
How about your comments on CNBC, which made the rounds about the bank's ability to create shorts in the euro, which could then overwhelm anything the ECB could put together to try and defend itself? Could you elaborate on that, Jim?
Sure. I mean, obviously the euro is under attack, and whenever I try to understand or analyze a phenomena, you know, particularly global financial phenomena, which is one of my specialties, it's always good to think about history and go back and look at what has happened before. And, you know, a lot of what I've said about gold is really no different than what happened in the 1930s and 1933. But with regard to the attack on the euro, I went back and looked at the attack on sterling conducted by George Soros in 1992. And that was fairly straightforward. You recall the situation at the time, the UK was trying to maintain a peg between sterling and the dollar. And, of course, they can issue sterling, and the Bank of England can issue sterling in unlimited quantities, but they only had a finite quantity of dollars. They can't print dollars. They can print sterling. So they had a certain amount of dollars. Soros believed that this peg was not sustainable, that it was kind of non-economic, and had been given actually some encouragement by the Germans, Helmut Schlesinger, who was the chairman of the Deutsche Bundesbank at the time. Remember, this was all before the euro, so we were still living in a world of Deutschmarks and French francs and Italian lira and all that. Schlesinger had signaled that he was not going to bail out the UK. So Soros went after the sterling, and he did it basically by selling sterling for dollars against the Bank of England. Well, the Bank of England maintained the peg, had to take the other side of the trade. They had to sell the dollars and buy the sterling to maintain, again, to maintain the peg. But Soros knew they only had a certain amount of dollars. So he said, all I have to do is sell more than they have, or sorry, to buy more than they have, rather, and they'll go broke and break the peg, which is exactly what happened. But the point was,
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. Quick programming and reminder, I'll be gone tomorrow. John Stadtmuller will be hosting the show and will be interviewing Gerald Celente. There's about 5 minutes more of that interview left. You can go and hear the whole thing in its entirety, and I strongly suggest you do, at kingworldnews.com. I never figured out how useful Twitter would be, but now I do, because you can follow James Rickards on Twitter. And the interesting thing is when you look at his followers, it's pretty much a who's who of the financial world. Peter Schiff, Jim Rogers, a whole bunch of, even the Drudge Report follows him, Stratfor, and as I said, many others. So I would strongly urge you, if you've got a Twitter account, to follow him. It's easy to find, James G. Rickards, spelled R-I-C-K-A-R-D-S. Because I'm going to be away tomorrow, a big day coming up on Saturday would be a remiss of me not to pick who I'm rooting for the Preakness. And being a hopeless romantic in the Triple Crown events, needless to say, I'm going to be rooting for Super Saver to see whether he can make it two in a row and then go for the big enchilada. But as usual, my heart will always be with the Grey. And the Grey in this instance came third in the Derby. Unfortunately, the Grey that I picked for the Derby was the number 12 horse, and he finished 12th. So Saturday is going to be an interesting interesting day at the races, if you will. EaglesUp.com is not going to go to sleep while I'm in California. It's a wonder of the internet. I'll be updating it as usual, because, as I like to say each and every Friday, it seems as all the juicy stories come out on the weekends. And so until Monday, when we'll do this again, so long as I'm not arrested on my drive to California, we'll be here then. So have yourselves a great weekend. Until Monday, see you, bye.
Introducing the new Go-